Dust devils, those updrafts of rotating air you see in parking lots or in the desert, have been studied by scientists since the mid-19th century. But the science has seen a resurgence since the 1970s when humans started sending spacecraft to Mars, where dust devils have been found in abundance. Scientists hope to learn more about the devils on the red planet by looking closer at the phenomenon here. Samantha Wright reports on groundbreaking new dust devil research happening in our own backyard.
After 4 hours in a car, the last hour or so on a gravel road, we get our first look at a long dry lake bed in southeast Oregon. And the first thing the scientists with me see are the dust devils whizzing across the hot baked clay landscape.
Yeah, it's lots of little bitty dust devils spinning around one another. That's pretty cool.
They're doing a dance.
Yeah, that's exactly what it looks like. Beautiful.
That's Boise State University physics professor Brian Jackson and physics major Karen Davis. With us is Ralph Lorenz, a planetary scientist at the Johns Hopkins Applied Physics Lab in Maryland. He points to the edge of the lake bed, or playa, and we all turn to look.
We're seeing a big one develop now. It looks like it's probably 15, 20 meters across, I'd guess.
Suddenly, the swirling mass comes right towards us, and just like that, we're in the middle of a giant dust devil. Jackson and Lorenz are ecstatic. This is what they came here for, to find and study dust devils. It could be a key part in learning about weather on Mars. And it looks like there are a lot of them here in the Oregon desert. The scientists break out cameras and wind meters and launch a drone with sensors taped underneath. The drone takes off into the wind, and Jackson is quickly pleased with its progress.
Very good. Awesome. How is that not going to pass through a dust devil?
The goal this trip is to try flying a drone through dust devils to measure pressure and temperature while taking video. Think of the movie Twister, only with a drone. Money from the Idaho Space Grant Consortium helps fund the pilot study. Jackson wants to show that drones can improve on the data gathered by static sensors by flying through dust devils. If Jackson's drone works, it could be a start to a whole new kind of research into the phenomenon. A line of devils blows up, and Jackson jumps into action.
All right, close the door. Here we go. Try to get this. Probably won't catch him, but we'll give it a shot.
We all leap into the car, and Jackson gives chase, rocketing across the playa.
Oh, okay, ready? 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 Very close? Oh, we're just about to hit it here, aren't we? Just disappearing. Shoot. It's kind of broke up, didn't it? So close.
The dust devil peters out, so we stop the car and look around for the next one. The goal is to get close enough with the car to launch the drone into the devil before it falls apart. Jackson and Lorenz may be sitting in the middle of the Oregon desert, but they're hoping their research can unlock clues about the devils as far away as the surface of Mars. Dust devils have been found on Mars, lots of them, and scientists want to know how they affect the red planet.
It's important just in terms of understanding how the Martian climate works, not just today, but how it may have worked in the past, when perhaps conditions were more clement, when there might have been life on Mars.
Lorenz says dust is a big factor in the current Martian climate because it affects temperature there. Dust devils may be responsible for as much as half of the dirt in the Martian atmosphere. That's important if we plan to send people there someday, because when dust falls out of the sky, it will affect operations on the planet's surface.
Because solar power relies on solar panels not being covered in dust.
Solar panels like the ones that power the rovers currently on Mars, they've lost power as dust settles on them and then spiked back up when a dust devil goes by and wipes them off. The conditions on Mars, like gravity and atmosphere, are different than Earth, but Lorenz says scientists can get a sense from field measurements here for how the process works on Mars. As we're talking, Jackson spots a dust devil, and we all jump back into the car.
Oh, there's one right behind us.
For the next 2 days, this is the pattern. As Jackson and Lorenz learn where the devils form on the lake bed, they start catching them before they die out. Before long, the drone is flying through devils and recording not only video, but measurements from inside the dust. Everyone comes through the study, dusty, hot, and happy.
That was fun.
That was fun. This is the thrill of it, right? It's kind of exciting. You don't know how it's going to turn out, and there's something to chase. You know, it sort of appeals to something very visceral in our, you know, hunter-gatherer kind of nature. And then there is the intellectual thrill of understanding how these things work and what they can tell us. But that comes later when you sit at a computer and pore over the data.
That's the next step, poring over the data from the drone, the still cameras, and the other sensors placed around the lake bed. Jackson and Lorenz are hopeful using drones in future studies will dramatically increase our understanding of dust devils on Earth and on Mars. For KBSX News, I'm Samantha Wright.
Boise State Professor Brian Jackson will give a talk on his research called Capturing Devils in the Desert Friday night at 7:30 at Boise State University.